Scrap Freeports, no government cash to P&O owners. News that DP World, owners of P&O Ferries, are set to pocket £50 million in government funding, has added to the enormous anger of sacked seafarers and RMT members. Under the Tories' flagship levelling up scheme, freeports have been reintroduced, avowedly to create jobs. DP World runs Thames Gateway and Southampton Docks, the second and third largest ports in the country. The government says funding is for infrastructure investment, but, in reality, it is a subsidy to big business. DP World is a UAE state-owned company with a turnover of £8.2 billion in 2020. Hardly short of a few quid for investment. Now, linked to the mass sackings at P&O, this hugely undermines any credibility in the Freeports initiative. Under the enormous pressure of events, DP World's UK commercial director has been forced to resign from Solent Freeports board. Further evidence the Tories are desperately trying to salvage their discredited project. At the time of its announcement, the RMT and Unite unions were quick to oppose the scheme as sinkholes, warning deregulation would lead to attacks on jobs and conditions in the drive to profits. DP World's action at P&O has demonstrated just that. P&O's mass sackings show workers can have no confidence in capitalism to ensure secure jobs and decent wages. As P&O seafarers have chanted, seize the ships. This is the only way to protect jobs and services. The trade unions must come out firmly and oppose the Freeport scheme, and instead call for the renation alistalion of the docks and the restoration of secure employment with decent pay and conditions for all. Nick Chaffee, Southampton Socialist Party.